He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not, but I am who I am. And I'm trying to do this thing again across the street from the high school. We're trying to do it with Mr. Easter. We're trying to do School Talk on a remote, call it COVID-19 remote, call it what you got to call it, but we're trying to do it. And Mr. Easter, good morning.
I guess since you're at home, you can call it Home Talk.
Yeah, homeschool. Homeschool.
Homeschool.
Yeah, for you folks, yeah.
Homeschool Talk. There you go.
Home radio.
Something like that.
Something like that. Oh, man, it's crazy. It is nuts just trying to get these buttons. I'm still working with these toys down in the dungeon, you might say. trying to get dungeon. Folks on my Facebook page can – last week, Mr. Easter, we'll talk about that. But, yeah, I got a lot to talk about. But, good morning.
How are you?
By court law.
That was what you were last week. You still haven't filled up, huh?
I'm still court law. I guess I ain't used to being back on the airways and trying to get up in the mornings and doing a little bit earlier this time.
Right, yeah. Seven instead of 7:30.
Yep. I got a picture of you on Facebook, but I'll talk about that in a minute. The one from last week with your mask on it. I know you don't have a mask on now because you're by yourself.
I don't have a mask on today, no. Yeah. It's sitting next to me, though, in case somebody shows up, I can, put it on right away.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. Somebody out there in Faithful World was my comment on your mask, but he got a mask on. What's he by him? No, he got to wear. He's a teacher.
I look better with a mask. I really do.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You don't have to shave as much,
I noticed that.
Just let it roll.
Right about that. People cannot see. People cannot see your face either,
Right.
They can't see that. And they know when you're smiling, though.
Yep, they do. They can see it in your eyes.
They can actually see it in your eyes, which is really kind of cool.
Yep.
They can see that in your eyes if you're smiling or not. So that is kind of cool.
Yes, it is.
Okay, anyway, before we get some stuff and things, you got anything going on with the thing we call the...
That thing that's still over here, believe it or not. It's still on the wall. Well, yes, there are some things on the big board, Emerson. First of all, Monday is the last day that you can order your yearbook for the low price of $50. So that is Monday at yearbookforever.com for the Ben Davis Keyhole, the yearbook there. Mr. Hayes does a great job, so check that out. Also, of course, Ben Davis at Avon tonight. The Giants kind of took one on the chin last Friday night. We'll see if they have a better result tonight. Of course, hopefully all this nastiness from the remnants of Hurricane Laura hold off and we get a full game and everything tonight. 6:15 p.m. is your kickoff. Pardon me, 6:15 is your coverage. 7 p.m. is your kickoff. And, of course, before the game, we'll replay inside Ben Davis football, which happens on Tuesday nights here on Giant 90.9. Coach Simmons, he was upbeat about the Giants' chances, so that was good to hear. Sometimes when you struggle in the first game, you kind of wonder and, maybe you have some anxieties. But Coach Simmons was pretty upbeat, so that's encouraging. Of course, you can follow us on all... Did you get that?
Not that.
You can follow us on all social media at WBDG Indy, and you can search the podcasts that we have on audioboom.com if you look for WBDG or WBDG FM, and of course the show will replay on Sundays at 2, and that of course is
wow. That was the big board. A lot of things happening, and a lot of things happening still with school, because school, like you say, it is in session.
Yes, it is.
It is in session. What do you call it? Session anyway. Yeah, it's Mr. Easter, how has it been since you've been, week two?
Yeah, week two something now? Like that. I I think it's week two, week three. I don't know. They all kind of run together.
Well, last week we had, we had Dr. Butts on the show last week, and he gave us some information on what to expect and what they have been doing to get the schools ready for our students and for our teachers. So you have been going through it, and I mean, we talked about how the hallways were like different, you might say. And I was looking, and had a picture of Dr. Butts online too, with his mask on too. I actually got one from last week too. I'm gonna show my Facebook folks how Dr. Butts looked. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, how Dr. Butts looked last week with his face on, with his mask on. But anyway, John, I went online and I was looking. I saw an article by WTHR. It was one of the briefings that the governor did on Wednesday, for a COVID-19 briefing. And it was interesting. And then I got some data I wanted to share today when he talked about schools and then the community spread for school closures. I wonder if people really understand how the state looks at the factors that pertain to if they're going to close the school down. Dr. Butts mentioned a little bit last week, and I wanted to dig a little bit more so I did. You know, it's kind of interesting. Do you know about the three factors?
Dr. Butts actually sent a message out this week. I guess some of the guidance changed on Wednesday. I didn't get it. You know, usually when I'd been home, not doing anything other than sitting on my couch during the quarantine, Dr. Box and Governor Holcomb's briefings were kind of, must-see TV because there was always so much good information. And, I know this day and age of political yelling back and forth, I have to give the governor some credit on those briefings because I kind of wish they did more of them because, you would hear information and then have the chance to hear the journalists ask the questions after. And you didn't always necessarily like what you heard from the governor. I mean, I think that goes both ways.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people on both sides of the political aisle.
That time was true.
Right. Because that's why it's tough when you're a governor, you're a mayor or a superintendent or something. The decisions that you make are going to, affect people differently. So,
exactly.
Everybody's going to have an opinion and none of them are necessarily experts. Mm-hmm. And that's not to say that governors are experts either. I mean, they're people just like we are. They come from different walks of life and they have to make decisions about things that they may or may not be experts on themselves, So, for example, with the healthcare question, there aren't too many governors that are doctors. Of course, there's one running for governor. Right now, that's a doctor. But, if you've got a governor that has to make a decision on education, they're not necessarily a teacher. So, but they still have to make those decisions and they still have to be informed. And, that was always what was, I like about those briefings is that they just kind of lay it all out there for you. Yes, I do know that some of that guidance had changed. They put out some new metrics online as far as, looking at different counties and the rates of spread and the all those things and change some things. But, Marion County has been extremely aggressive in fighting COVID. And, it seems like the results are pretty decent in Marion County compared to everything else. But you probably, since you've read up on them, are probably a little bit more versed than I am now.
Yeah, I am. And then I'm also trying to do something crazy as I speak at the same time. I don't know if I can do this or not because this is live TV.
Well, you're at home. You can do anything you want, Emerson.
I don't know. Technology.
You can host with no shoes on if you want.
Yeah, but technology has this way of doing things, too.
Yeah.
Messing up your brain cells. But, yeah, Dr. Butts deal with when he talked about it, and I want to go over through it in a second if I can get my right slide up. To talk about some of the things.
But again, that points out how quickly things can change when it comes to guidance and metrics. And, we saw the federal government this week put out information that asymptomatic people don't spread them. And then they had to back off of that because it was either misinterpreted or somebody said the wrong thing in a public forum. And, you know, then suddenly have to back off. So, you know, when you look at the way that this information is coming out, and how things are changing so quickly with the virus and with spread, you know, today you're fine. Tomorrow you could have an outbreak on your hands. And, and so it just, everything happens that fast and that quickly, and you have to be nimble. I know right now, for example, this is something that is very small in comparison to what's going on out there, especially with, you know, everything that's happened this week, you know, in Wisconsin and everything else. But I know that next Friday night, we are supposed to broadcast a game from Pike High School.
Okay.
And because of COVID-19 restrictions and the size of their space that they have, the number of people that are covering the game and things, we may not be able to do that game next Friday. So, you know, it's changing everything. It changes how we've had to approach things. You know, our students, you normally would not have them be in masks when they're doing a game. Mm-hmm. So, you know, everything's changed, and everything has, you know, and everything is changing quickly as well. So, you know, hopefully things change with that. We're able to do the game next Friday, but if not, we understand it's not Pike's fault. You know, that's, nobody wanted this situation. They've always been great to us and having us up there, but, you know, things are just changing so quick.
Right. Yeah. For you folks on Facebook Live, looking at, listening to School Talk, live from Giant 90.9 Ben Davis High School. My name is Emerson Allen. Also on the airways is the station manager, John Easter. You see his face now on Facebook. He's wearing that face mask. So we got to wear that in the school. And last week, I said last week, we had Dr. Buss as our guest last week. We talked about the COVID-19. I mentioned it earlier, Mr. Easter. I talked about some of the community spread school closures. And I was just going to read from the WTHR article. And it's a really cool lot of information. It's talking, the state looks at three factors when assessing the COVID-19 risk in the county, like Marion County. The number of new cases per 1,000 people, their percent of positivity. Had a problem with that word. I don't know why I did. For those tested, the English language. And then the change in positivity from the previous week. Counties will receive a score of 0 to 3 on each of these three factors, and the average will establish the score for the county. And I know we're one of these colors right now. The question is, which one are we? That's the test question for the audience. Okay, 0 to 0.9 is a blue. 1 to 1.9 is a yellow. 2 to 2.5 is orange. And then 2.5 or higher is red. So if the county is blue, which is the 0.9, schools can operate all grades in person while limiting activities where social distancing is not feasible. They can also have extracurricular activities to follow local and state guidelines, including distancing and mask and limited spectators. And they can outreach to engage public to continue with precautions. That's not like we're in blue.
I think Marion County is in blue, but as you know, each and the governor said this time and time again, each county has its own set of regulations and can do whatever it wants when it comes to this. There's been no state straight down the line like if the governor said, okay, this is my order, every county has to follow it. He hasn't followed that protocol. Oh. So, you know, in Marion County, it's Dr. Virginia Kane and Mayor Hogsett that make the determination. And still right now, Marion County has said that schools have to operate in this hybrid form or virtual. So IPS continues to operate in a virtual form where they've had their students on, you know, pretty much at home on their devices and things. And, you know, Wayne Township, I think Decatur, Perry, I think some of the others. I don't want to get too far into it because I may say something wrong and then, you know, then people have to tell me I said something wrong. But at least Wayne Township is operating on the hybrid schedule for grades 6 through 12, where students are here 2 days a week, you know, and then the other half of your students are there the other 2 days of the week, and then the rest of the time they're online. So it's a hybrid form, which Dr. Kane has said that we could do. And so, you know, it really comes down to not whatever metric comes down from the state house, but it also comes down to whatever your Marion County Health Department says, at least here in this county, or if you're in Hamilton County, their county health department, or wherever you are, because, you know, the governor's kind of given them the freedom to look at what's happening in their community and what's happening on the ground. You know, there are some smaller counties that are red, I noticed, in that metric.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. If you watch the news, and I know our audience does watch the news, you hear about nationwide. And Indiana was in the – well, I was watching the news last night. We were one of three states with our numbers kind of escalating a little bit. And but we're still – right now we're currently still in the blue because, you know, you're at school right now, Mr. Easter.
Right, right, yeah.
So we're still in the blue. But it's amazing, like you mentioned, how things could change because the virus doesn't care who you are.
No. And, you know, as we get closer to the flu season too, there's going to be an overlap between symptoms. So if someone has the flu, you know, and you have fatigue and a sore throat and – you know, you don't feel well, you have a headache or, you know, all the other symptoms. It seems like COVID, they keep adding symptoms to COVID. Have you noticed that?
I know. I've often said they don't know, and I say this with a lot of respect for science, and sometimes I say they don't know what they're doing.
Well,
but they do. But it's like you're learning more.
Right.
But at the same time, make sure.
And they call it the novel coronavirus because it's new.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like there are more symptoms that are added, but those symptoms mimic what you would have with the flu. Exactly. So that you're going to have kind of some overlap. And I know, like, if I am not at home or if I'm sick tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm sick tomorrow, it's Saturday. But if I'm sick Monday, right, and I call in, they have to ask me what my symptoms are. So if I say, well, you know, I'm not tasting anything really well. That's a symptom of COVID-19. So then I have to stay home until I get tested and until I get a test. I think that was some guidance that changed too, that if you're a negative test and you're not experiencing symptoms, I think that was a change in the state's guidance as well.
Yeah.
But if I am in that situation, then I have to stay at home. So that means if I have muscle aches or, you know, some of the other symptoms that are also the symptoms of the flu, I would have to stay home. And of course, in a perfect world, we would always stay home anyway if we were sick. But there are so many people who, because of responsibilities, because they need the money, because they don't have paid time off at work or whatever, that work when they're sick. I mean, I've done that myself. I've come here when I haven't felt well. I haven't done that this year.
We all have.
But you know, when I have, when you have a little headache or maybe your throat's a little scratchy or whatever, you go in, you power through. Or, you know, I do notice that they moved a symptom though. They removed, I believe they removed runny nose, didn't they? Mm-hmm. From the symptoms list this week.
Yeah. But here's the kicker though. I guess you have a tendency that anytime you have a runny nose or sneeze or cough, you start questioning yourself.
Yes.
You know, like, okay, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
Or
people look at you like, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that?
Yeah. Or
yeah. Then you guys say, I got Indiana sinus. I got hay fever.
Well, you know, thankfully for Facebook that they have that memories thing on Facebook. So I can always go back because usually I'll put on there, home from school today, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, now I can go back and see, oh, I didn't feel well on that day.
Exactly.
You know, I had the sniffles on that day. So, I mean, I think that that we're all dealing with that. We're all kind of walking on eggshells, so to speak, with how we feel. And it's like every little ache or something, you're like, uh-oh. Because this virus is scary. I'm just going to tell you. You read about things, and I've had, you know, I know you've had family members and friends that have passed away, and I have had some friends that have passed away, and you just hear their families tell how this thing progresses. And you know, it's like one day you're at home and you're watching football with everybody or basketball or something, and then 2 days later you're in ICU. I mean,
right.
The thing progresses so quickly from, you know, perhaps not serious to serious, and it just goes so fast. And you know, none of us are guaranteed anything, but certainly true. If you can avoid you know, being in an ICU unit by yourself with a ventilator down your throat, I'm going to try to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And I think most people would. That's why I continue to wear masks and things. But the symptoms thing, you're right. We kind of just, it's like every little thing now. You wonder.
I know, but still some of the basic things that don't change. Keep your hands clean. You know, wash your hands, you know, 20 minutes of hot water, you know. Get that thing going, and then if you are sick, you know, I check myself. You know, you ask yourself the question, okay, is this a hay fever or you got to do it. I mean, it sounds crazy. You sound okay. Are you overreacting? Are you getting too cynical? It's scary. It's a real deal. And I know kids. If I'm an old fogey, and I'd be like, I'm wondering myself, is this real? Imagine what the kids go through, John.
Yeah.
Imagine what the kids think, you know. And they're learning this stuff. I mean, kids, teenagers. I'll just say it. You teenagers think y'all know everything, you know. You don't know everything. You're still learning these new things. And we older folks, we're learning new things too. So we really are all in the same boat, you know, because it is important that schools to be open. That's I don't care who you are.
No question.
That's no question.
There's no question about it. But they have to be open safely.
Exactly.
And you know, with the masks, and you know, I've been provided a face shield. I've been provided I have a mask because I've had one. But they provide masks for students that don't have them. It's as safe as we can be, I think, by reducing the number of students that we have in the hallways. I mean, Emerson, mm-hmm. when you walk around this building during a passing period, sometimes you go out on hall duty and you're like, is this really a passing period? Because
yeah.
It's like, did I get the time wrong? The hallways just are so open. And you know, I was talking to one of our students on the air last week, yesterday, and he was talking about how he wanted the congestion back because, you know, it made him feel like, well, I'm at school. I want to be able to bump into my friends. I want to have to, you know, navigate around people. He said it's just weird being in a school that the hallways just are so open. And
right.
And on one hand, you're like, wow, that's pretty amazing. But they really have thought about all this stuff. And, you know, nothing's ever 100%. But if we're going to be open, this is the best way, I think, to do it. And you're seeing more schools that try to open with everybody in session. You're seeing them maybe have some issues. Not every school has done this, certainly, but we've seen some of the other suburban schools that have tried to open with everybody in session, and then they eventually, most of them had to either stop and close and reevaluate and, you know, go virtual or start the hybrid, which right. we've seen other schools do. So I can't tell you how smart this was and how prepared we were here in Wayne Township, and I think that it wasn't, we aren't the only one. Certainly a lot of the Marion County schools were ready for this, and right. to think that they did that in 5 months,
right.
and you know, it's like trying to turn an aircraft carrier around with these schools yeah. sometimes, because they're big organizations with lots of people, lots of moving parts, and to think that they thought of all this in 5 months is pretty amazing. With all that was going on this summer, it wasn't like this was the only thing either that was going on this summer.
And that's one of the things I like about Ben Davis High School. One thing about Dr. Butts, like we had him on the show last week, you know, they've been working to get the schools open because they really know how important it is to have schools open have in-person instruction. Because it's one thing to Zoom, and like I prefer the student producers being in front of me, pushing the buttons, and down here in my basement. Talking to you, which is pretty cool. You are young. But I prefer to be around the kids because the kids keep me young.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like sponges. You know, they lean on, they take the information that I give, you know, from my old past experiences, and I've seen them put those in use. And when you have that interaction with it, it's so awesome. I remember the time when I was in school suspension. Oh, no, I wasn't in school suspension. I mean, I was assistant dean and in school suspension.
We know the truth, Emerson. You were everywhere when you were in school.
I tried to be. And that's sometimes where I was supposed to be. I was still a knucklehead. But it was like when I was in school suspension, and you're interacting with the young people. You know, it's so awesome because I had one young man who had an issue with a girlfriend, and he really was distraught, and he was feeling bad, so we weren't supposed to talk in school suspension, right?
Right.
We talked all day long. All day long. And he calmed down, he was talking good. I saw him about 4 months later walking the streets of Wally World. Okay, that's Walmart. And he ran me down and said, Mr. Allen, meet my mama. He said, Mama, this is Mr. Allen. He's the one I talked to. He's the one that saved my life.
Mm.
Man, that floored me.
Because
our kids go through stuff and they lean on us. And when they listen to you and you be able to have that type of effect on somebody's life, woo.
Yeah. Well, makes kids, you run and go, yeah. Students, sometimes they just need somebody to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've got things going on at home. They don't want to, maybe it's an issue with a parent or something else that's going on in their life. And maybe it's an issue with a friend or something they just don't want to talk to their parents about.
Mm-hmm.
So teachers do have a different relationship with students. And, you know, as teachers, we're trained that when we hear things that we say something. That's the law for a lot of us. So if something's going on at home, we can't ignore it, you know. So I do absolutely believe that we do save lives in schools, not only because we educate people and we educate kids, but because we do have our ears to the ground. And, you know, I can think of a time where I heard a student mention something just in a passing conversation in a group work situation. You know, he's sitting there and it really... You know, after having QPR training and things for suicide prevention, it set off a red flag. So I just referred the student to the counselor, and it turns out that, he was having some struggles. And, you know, that was one of those moments where it's very rewarding to be a teacher. It's very hard, especially in this era. I think Dr. Butts mentioned it last week that a lot of our teachers feel like first year teachers again, because we're dealing with, e-learning and blended learning and these terms that some of us have heard, but not all of us have heard. And, you know, I know we're dealing with technology and, all the things that go with that, but it's really those connections that make it so rewarding to be a teacher and to be involved in a school, even if you're not a teacher, if you're someone who's a paraprofessional, or if you're a secretary or a custodian, if you're in a store, the cafeteria ladies, I mean, everybody in the school, cafeteria workers, I should say, everyone in the school has a responsibility to build those relationships with kids in the positive way. And it's not just teachers. It's everybody who's at a school.
I know the... we want, and like I say it again, we all want to be inside that school building. We all want the kids inside the school building, because we all do understand the critical role of supporting the whole child, not just academics, as it pertains to the school. Because, I mean, I'm a little older, but, you know, when you send your kids to the school, they're there all day.
Yeah.
All the hours, the best hours of the day. And you're the teacher, and you got them. You can mold them. You're like another set of parents. Another set of parents molding these kids. And some of these kids are around the teachers, more around the teachers than they are around their own parents.
Yeah.
And you know that.
Absolutely. We see our kids 15, like, about 15 hours a week.
You got kids that don't want to go home.
Yeah.
I ain't lying, you had kids
in the
studio.
You have to push them out the door.
Right. They don't want to go home. They want to stay in the studio. They want to stay at the school. You know, they don't want to go home. You know, so we all understand. But doggone it, I take my hat off to the educators at Ben Davis High School, the staff at Ben Davis High School, the school board. I'm taking my hand off. I'll say it. Go ahead, Governor. Quick, Governor.
There we go. Well,
go ahead,
push
Governor.
The magic button for everybody.
No, we ain't Texas. I mean, and they watching this stuff because they know that this stuff can go, the numbers can go up. So, you know, thank God we're in the blue. But, you know, we all want our kids to get back in school because, you know, it does help their mental health. You know, it does help to be a part of the community when they're in the school. They get a lot from being around their friends. And it's safe. It is safe. School's a safe environment. But you got to do it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the hybrid thing has been the right thing for this time that we're in. But I will say this too, Emerson. I know that I've heard many parents say that they appreciate schools and teachers and bus drivers and secretaries and administrators and cafeteria workers and custodians so much more because, you know, they've had their students at home and they know, you know, how much of a comfort it is to be able to send your student to a school building where they know that people care about them and that they're going to be safe. Not to say that everything is always perfect, but
right.
I'd say that everyone that I come across in my day cares about students and loves students and has a strong relationship with them. But also I think that goes the other way, that we as teachers understand how tough it is to be at home now with your students and be a parent and have to navigate work responsibilities. Plus now you're helping teach your kids and, keeping them going and keeping them entertained and being everything to that student, being everything to that child.
Everything.
And, you know, those families that have a child in kindergarten and those, you know, they're going 5 days a week in K through five. They're going every day to school. You know, they're not on hybrid. But you have a kid in kindergarten. You may have a kid in like fifth grade. You may have a kid in, you know, seventh grade. And you may have a high schooler trying to navigate all four of those schedules. And all their activities, plus you're doing the e-learning, plus
need a degree.
I don't know how parents do it. So I want to push the magic button for them.
There you go. Speaking of magic button, I'd like to give a shout out to Facebook. Shout out to my niece Tori Barrett. I think Ben Davis graduate. She's watching us on Facebook. Also, Mr. Nicholas Woods.
Oh yeah, Nick.
Yeah.
Yep.
He had a comment. His comment was, "Y'all, that's me and you. Or y'all, I like a y'all. You know." that's pretty cool. Had a definite effect. I'll say it had an effect on my life through high school. WBDG 2012.
We baked that.
That's kind of cool.
That makes you smile.
Man, that makes you smile, man. Because, you know, if it wasn't for the kids, we wouldn't do this stuff. I mean, we wouldn't be here. I mean, I want to be in the studio with my kids. You know? They're my kids. They're my kids. You know. People just don't know. Maybe people don't know that educators want to be there. You know, and then like you know, and the ones that don't go into the school because of the virus. I understand that. You know, I really understand it. I mean, you told you, my family members have been infected from it. Period. You know, in the utmost way. So I totally understand it. So we all want to get back to norm, but you got to do it the right way. And if our numbers go up in Wayne Township, y'all going to see we're going to go from blue up to the other colors, yellow, and thank God we don't get the red. But, God, but they got to watch it. You know? Well, so I'm glad they're watching it.
You know, and Dr. Butts said it last week that we're heading into flu season, so just be prepared for anything as we go forward.
Yeah.
It's because we've been prepared for anything. You know, as we've survived the last 5 months, so hey, we'll get it all done.
Yeah. So in my moments left, I want to shout out. I want to say this to the community. Giant 98.9 is here to help. You know, share good information. I don't mind getting in a good fight, aka John Lewis. But we want to share the information. You know, and we'll do. I know we're limited right now what we can do at Giant 90.9. You know, I know that the suicide prevention folks are still out there trying to do some good things out there, but we still want to be a partner. I don't know how this is going to work, Mr. Easter, you know, how much I can do from my basement. Some of this stuff is, a lot of this stuff is mobile.
Right.
You know, so there might be some opportunities that I can maybe set up somewhere sometimes. I don't know. Help to a cause that pertains to our kids or to our teachers. I don't know. Maybe you and I do a distant lunch or something. We could do a lunch.
We'll do
a
drive through lunch.
Yeah, you know they go drive through parking lots, a drive through church. They go in their cars. We can do a drive through lunch.
I'll just pull up next to your car, and you can eat in your car, and I'll eat in my car. We'll be distant, and that'll work.
Yeah. And then maybe
go to Mug and Bun. There you go.
Oh man, that's awesome food. Remember A&W Root Beer?
Yeah, yeah.
They used to have those drive ups too. You know, and then you get the I won't say fizz, but you get the top of the root beer flowing over the side, making me hungry, man. Stop that.
Sorry.
But anyway, I do want to be. I see how we go, but like you say, if you get something to us, we want to share on our show. We got ways we can share it, and then you can't call into the show when we're on our phone line. So, and I haven't figured out how to get a camera in the studio yet, Mr. Easter.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, if I can get a camera over there, we both on the same Wi-Fi, then I can have you on my Facebook Live from your studio. But it got to be on the same Wi-Fi over there over here. Hmm. I don't know how to do that. Yeah, I call somebody who knows more than I do because I don't know nothing. But I'm hoping, like last week on Facebook, I had the remember those? Okay, all right. This is crazy. Remember those, the karate movies? When you probably get in trouble for this, but the karate movies when they be talking, and then you hear talking, but then the mouth moves.
Yeah,
that's how my video.
The way it's dubbed, a lot of times with any foreign film sometimes you have the lips move and like the dubbing doesn't match.
Right,
I've seen that. Yeah,
that's how my Facebook looked last week. My lips were moving. You heard sound, but my face was moving. Then you saw my face moving. Then you heard it was all matched up. I think I got it fixed though. I'll find out when I got. I think I got them synced up.
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to use your baby. We call it the baby. It's called a little baby. What's called the twin?
That's one of the twins you got. I think you got twin one over there.
Twin one, yeah. So
Zion has twin two because he's going to Avon tonight.
Oh, and they're playing Avon.
Yep.
There was a school, our news you can use, not necessarily. There was an Indiana State high school program that was shut down. I can't remember what school it was throughout the state of Indiana. They had one of the person was test positive. One of the players tested positive.
Yeah, a lot of schools are running across that, and you know, Coach Simmons talked about that on another edition of Inside Ben Davis Football. He said that all you're guaranteed is today, and if you do everything right, you might have tomorrow, and then you know, if you keep doing everything right, you might make it to Friday. So he's just kind of talking about how they've been navigating this, just trying to get students to wear their masks, do the right things, you know. Take care of themselves just so that they can continue to play football, because he said football is essential for a lot of his kids, you know, that they need that in their lives and keeps them focused and motivated. And that's his thoughts on that. And I know we've had that stuff out there on, you can check that out. It's actually on our Audio Boom page from
Wait a minute, Mr. Easter. You ain't going through that all that fast. You dropped some nuggets.
It's Coach Simmons, man. Talk to him. Yeah.
Okay, we'll give credit where credit's due to Coach Simmons, but right now, Mr. Easter, you replayed some nuggets.
Yeah.
What you say about today? All you got is what?
Yeah, that's what he says. That's what Coach Simmons says. All they have is you know, today's practice. They don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. They don't know what's going to happen Friday.
Turn that into life.
Yeah.
Me and you, us, everybody. Woo.
Yeah, all you have is the present, really, when you think about it. It's all you could control.
Man.
You can't control the past. You can't control the future. All you can control is what's in front of you. So.
Drop the knowledge, Mr. Easter. I'm serious. And if that sounds simple. I know it sounds simple, but something that simple, people just don't get it.
Yeah.
It is so simple. I don't care about your politics, but Bill Clinton said he's got more yesterdays than tomorrow.
Yeah.
More. I'm 65. I understand that. Boy, I don't have 65 days of tomorrow. I mean, we ain't eating that good. I mean, we're eating good. I saw you out there
with your smoker and everything.
And my ribs.
Your ribs.
Now, we're eating good, but we ain't that good where my eating going to make me live another 65 years, you know.
We're going to be doing this show when you're 140, Emerson.
Hello. Welcome to Cuckoo School. I'll be going, where we at?
This episode may still be going when you're 140.
You're going to be pushing the show. I pushed the wrong button. that's okay. They don't know out there. Just push any button. Then they keep saying, well, howdy, Mr. Allen. I don't know. What's my name? Give me some pudding. I hope I am. I hope I don't lose my sense of humor. I love being around the kids.
Since we're already 43 minutes over and I don't have anything to do. I can try to find the quote from Coach Simmons. I think I might be able to play it here you can have the context. So give me a moment here.
But that's interesting about sports, how sports portrays life or is a mirror of life. You know, when you give all you got to a certain activity and then you reap the reward from it, you practice and practice and practice and get ready and get ready and get ready and get ready. That's how life is. You got to get ready for this stuff. You know, I'm sitting here in my basement with these new toys, and these new toys are kind of interesting, but I accumulated them over the COVID by being up in the basement. And it's... You gotta keep growing and keep moving, and not be stagnant. You know, I show my face, but some of my toys in here sitting in the basement and stuff. You know, but you gotta keep going, and that's the hard thing. How do you stay positive in a negative environment? You gotta find a way to do it.
All right, I have that audio. I'm gonna play it off my phone, so hopefully this will work. We'll try it.
It is what it is.
Well, it's not playing because that's what happens when you want something to do.
That's what I did last. I don't feel bad now.
That's what happens, you know.
That's how I was last week. I was pushing buttons.
That's not going to play. So.
If I had a curtain, it would be like a mad scientist.
Day in and day out, just about today. Like, this is the one.
Ah, and now it stops.
I heard it.
All right, so we got it will play.
Okay.
That you're guaranteed, you know, and.
Well, it's not going to play all the way, apparently.
Don't give you a little tease.
You know, obviously, we saw today where Carmel and Plainfield are ended up playing because Plainfield lost their week one opponent on Tuesday. And, you know, that's not easy, but that's realistic. I mean, that's the nature of the beast that we're in right now. And, you know, we have great parents in our program, and they're constantly asking me, Coach, what about this? Coach, what about this? Like, guys, I have a plan in place, but I'm really worried about just getting today. And if we get today and we do everything we're supposed to do in terms of social distancing, in terms of wearing our masks, in terms of protocols and hygiene and doing all those things they tell us we need to do to give ourselves a chance, then we might get tomorrow. But while we're here, let's go take advantage of the here and now, and let's go maximize today. You know, and so when we did put our pads on and we were practicing early in August, I mean, we did go ones-on-ones, you know, for a lot of different reasons. One, we felt like we had to separate our roster a little bit, you know, and really operate with three different rosters. You know, because if you get in a situation where a player pops a positive test, which is bound to happen, you know, we didn't want to lose an entire team. We didn't want to lose our whole team. We didn't want to lose 2 weeks. We wanted to do everything we could to give ourselves a chance to play week in and week out. And so we've done a lot of different things like that. And so, but for us, just to get back to answering the question, is we wanted to win today. We want to win today. And I think our guys would tell you that if they were sitting here. And, you know, our focus has to be on getting better day in and day out, because today's the only day that we're guaranteed.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa. That's huge. That's the word of the day. I like that. That is huge. That is huge. So, wow. Man, I don't know what to say. I can't. I'm done.
Good thing to end on?
That's a definite good thing to end on.
All right.
Good thing to end on. That is, man. I don't know what we'll do next week.
Well, we managed to fill the time this week, Emerson.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. To the parents. First of all, Mr. Easter, thank you for doing this. I thank you for keeping School Talk alive.
It's a good show.
Dr. Bush, the school board, thank you for the opportunity to do it again. We'll get better as I'm here. We got to get better.
Good, but better, best. Never let it rest. Till your good is better and your better is best.
And to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future, it really is, and I'll say this again, it really is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. And I say that seriously. You kids got a lot of time out there in the world, a lot of idle time. Don't get with the wrong person. Don't get that wrong person in your car. Don't hang with the wrong person. Because that person, if you in your car and you got drugs in your car and you don't know the drugs in your car because they're on somebody else, you're going to jail too because they're in your car. You didn't know it, but you're going, don't hang with the wrong crowd. Young man, be a man and pull up your pants. I still can't stand sagging. Oh, that's just a cough. It's nothing else. Woo. The views expressed. My school talk, and I said the views of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. The views of mine and my guests. Hope you enjoyed this session of School Talk here on Giant 90.9 and on Facebook. And next week, we'll come back with some more stuff and things. Mr. Easter, thank you for your time, and go out and have a great day. See you next week on School Talk.